Vayter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Pei Tes. Pick it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Mazda for others who finish the ninth parak. We now start the 10th parak of Maseches Zvachim. Here we go. Kol hatadir mechavero, kodem eschavero. This is known as the principle tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodem. Whichever, if you have something which is more frequent or something which is less frequent, then the more frequent one goes first. Hatamidim kodem musafin. The korban tamid goes before the korban musaf because tamid is every single day. Musaf is only when it's done Shabbos or other yom tovim. Musfei Shabbos kodem musfei rosh chodesh because Shabbos is more common. Musfei rosh chodesh kodem musfei rosh hashanah. Shenema, how do we know this from milvad olasa boker shelul asa tamid tasu es eila. Now, what's the context of this pasuk over here? This is talking about the korban pesach. The musaf on the Pesach, and when it says milvad olas haboker, which means to be saying beside milvad is talking about it's besides the carbon tabin tamid. That's a mashma that the musaf of Pesach are to be brought after the morgan, the tamid of the morgan, and therefore tamid comes before that. Beautiful. Says Gemara, Minalan. Where do we know this from? Minalan, what do you mean? Kitagamar time, we just said, Mavad Olasa Boker. No, Dilma, Tamidin Hain, the Kadmulu Musafim, Mishum, the theory. Maybe only Karbon Tamid that comes before the Musaf because, yeah, okay, that's Tamid is every single day, and that's not, right? That's not every day. But Musafim, Musafim, Minalan. How do you know that if a Karbon Musaf was going to precede another Karbon Musaf? When one is more often, but not, you know, still the Kamusaf is not every second, not every day. Amar Vilah, the Amar Kalapasuk says, Ka'ele ta'asu layom shivas yamim. Pasuk says, in the Pasuk that's after the one we saw before, like these, Ka'ele, anyway, Ka'ele, like these, you shall make for each day of the 7 days of Pesach, which is Mashma, Eila Ke'ela. These, the Musaf brought in every 7 days, are like those, the Tamid and Musaf, that are brought in the first day, which we just spoke about in the Pasuk right before it. And therefore, they're the same din of Tadir V'Shenu Tadir. So it's like, well, when you Vaha Mibayale Legufe, the only time we can learn something out of something is if it's free and open to be learned from. But this we need for itself. We need this Pasuk for itself to teach the basic din that when you have a Musaf, the same Musaf Karbonos are to be brought every day of the 7 days of Pesach. It says, even came, that's true, the nicht of Eile ta'asu le'yom. Just let it say Eile. These you shall make every day. Why are you saying ka Eile? Must be coming to you. Teach you tadir v'shem tadir. It says, no, ikas of Eile. If would have said Eile ta'asu le'yom shivas yamim, if the Torah would have just said, these shall you do each day of the 7 days, havamina Eile l'shivas yamim. I would have thought, says Rashi, that Osan Shivas Kvasim, those seven Shepsalah, Halmur and Be'inyan, Yischalkul Shivas Yamim, we split up for 7 days. One for each day. Therefore, we need the phrase like these to teach the din that a seven lamb carbon, similar to the one brought on the first day, has to be brought on each of the 7 days. Fez Gemara, Layom Ksiv. For each day is written in the Pasuk, and that itself could teach about the seven lamb offering is to be brought each day. Then, like these, Ka'ela is therefore actually open in order to learn at this din that it applies, Tadir V'Tadir Tadir applies to all Musafim. No, Va'kati Ema Ela Leyom, if not for the phrase like these, I would have said that these, meaning all seven lambs said in the previous Pasuk, are for that day, the first day. But the rest of the days, I don't know how many carbons to bring as a musaf. Therefore, I need like these to tell you that it's like that. Every day, it's going to be seven. So now we need that pasuk for something. These words for something, and therefore, they're not open anymore to darshan. And for the Gemara, Amakra. Therefore, we have the pasuk that says, Ta'asu, shall you make, which means, Shehu kol ha'asiyu shavos, that all the musaf karbonos that are going to be done on the chag shall be similar. They should be alike, and you should go ahead and double up the first day's karbonos, or to copy, right, those first ones. Now we have the words ka'ele, which is free to teach us that all the different musaf that brought over the 7-day period are brought according to Tadir. Abaye Yomar, Abaye says. Actually, we learn it from Megufa Dekra, from the actual pasuk itself, and that is that the idea of Tadir v'shem Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We learn out that then from the words of the original pasuk that the Mishnah brought, and maybe you said, but when you ask Nim Kane, if so, that it was talking about was talking only about the Tamid, which is Tadir. Lemakam milvad olas haboker v'tishtok. Just stop right there. Don't say any more. What's a shelo olas hatamid lomeli? Why do I need a shelo olas hatamid? Lemeimar dahach tadira tikdom. It's coming to tell you that the one that comes more tadir is the one that's going to come first. This is Rashi shelo olas hatamid lomeli. Shita olas haboker olas hatamid hi. Ella talalach damasa b'tadirus b'kidei shetilmod. What I have to go ahead and explain it. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah, which is fuels our Nishama. Call him a Kudush Mechaver, Kudush Mechaver. Whatever is more Kudush than his friend goes first. Rashi Sheish Bot Sad Riboy Kudush Remenu has more Kudush in it. Dam Chatas Kodom Dam Ola. So the Dam Chatas more than Ola. Both of them are sitting there, they're both shechted, and they're ready to be thrown over here. So the chatas comes before the olam. Because it's going to be meratzah, it's going to be atoned. The chatas brings atonement. Rashi says, what does that mean? That's mechaper al chayve krisus hatzarech ritzoy gadol. Evari ola kodmin la emure chatas. The limbs of the ola come before those of the chatas. As Rashi back to rasan, li emure chatos. Both their dam was thrown, because they're entirely brought to the fires. They're all burnt up. Rashi says, kedusha, who's on his back. It's a high level of kedusha going to his back. Chatas kodenas la asham. The chatas before an asham. Dama nita no dalid karmas, because its blood is thrown on the four different corners. Rashi says, v'asham beiz matanas shein dalid v'lo al karmas, and not on the karmas. Ve'ali yasod, and it's put on the base of the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Shvichas Shirayim ba'asham lo matzinu shenemer. It doesn't say him over there. Asham kodem l'todo el nazir. The asham comes before the toda and the nazir's ram. Mepnepshu kachi kachim, because it's kachi kachim. Toda ve'el nazir kodem l'shlamim. The toda and a nazir, the ram that the nazir brings, comes before the shlamin, because they're going to be really eaten for one day, to unen lechem, and they also have to have lechem that comes along with it. Hashlamim kodem lebechor, mepnei shehin to unen matan dalid, usmicha, and they have to have the four applications of the dam, and smicha, to push down on the animal, utenufas chazav shok, and you have to have, you know, the waving of the chazav, the breast, and the shok, the thigh of the animal. Bechor kodem meiser, mepnei shekedushas amirechem. Bechor is kadosh from the womb. Venecha lekohanim, and it's also eaten by the kohanim. And meiser is not like that. Meiser behemer talking about. Hameiser kodem leofos. Meiser behemer comes before birds. Mepnei shuzevach, because there's shrita involved over there, and by an oaf, it's just what up, Malika. And v'yesh bo kodesh kachim damo v'emurav, and is two things which are considered kodesh kachim, and I brought them as be'ach, that is its dam and its emurav, its sacrificial parts. Ofos kodem l'menachos, the birds come before the mincha, which is flour. Mepnei she'em minei damim, because they have blood that's going on over there. And obviously, Menachos are not like that. It says, Kabaras and Meruba, you've got a kapara. Minchas chote kodom, the minchas nedava. A sinner's mincha comes before a voluntary mincha, because it's coming because in Avedi. Rashi says, Vahani kedusha, so the chaper is not a kedusha, because it's going to be a kapara. Chatas ha'of, brrrk, kodom sa'ola sa'of, brrrk. So the chatas of a bird comes before the ola of a bird. Rashi says, "Mekroi nafka lo megemara." We're going to learn that from Pesukim the Gemara and Daf Tzadi. V'chein be'gedeisha, and also in reference to its kedusha. Rashi says, "Kishahu mefarish eskino korish shem lechata lechata tchila." Also, when you're no, no. Say when it's going to set up a pair of birds, you have a chatas and an ola. This one comes said before the other, right? So the zav who became purified of his tuma, then he has to be makdish the chatas first. Yah, beep, turn the page. Peites amud beis. Okay. It's like the Hilga Gemara. Minani mili. Where do we learn this from? That the chatas come before the ola, in reference to Zrika, but an ola goes first with reference to the burning. Mina, hani mili. The Tadar Rabbanon. We learned. Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. This is talking about karbanos that come along by the Levium when for their Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, where they were starting up, the pasuk says, "V'lachu par ben bakar u'minchaso solus blula b'shemen u'par sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas." Right, and they take this a second bull as a chatas. What's this? We're talking about here when it says that you take this second bull. If you're coming to teach us that there are two different bowls, so the chatas bowl is not the one mentioned early in the pasuk, right? You think, okay, there's a one bowl you bring, and then another one. It's not the same one, right? But it already said in the pasuk, it says, "I say it's a echad chatas, it's a echad ola." Right? It says they have to make one of them into a chatas and one of them into an ola. So clearly, we're talking about two over here. So why do you have to say the same this lashon as if there's like the second one that's going on over here? Ma tabed lomar. Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas sheyachol sheheichatas kodemes lechomayse ola. You would have thought that the chatas should come before all of the different types of the ola. Talmud Lomar therefore comes to tell you upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. Therefore, it says that there's a second young bull that you're going to take as a chatas. Now, the fact that you're calling the second one, it's saying that it's a vote of follows out of the ola. Ipar sheni, if the chatas is the second one, then now yachote ola kodemes the chatas l'chol ma'aseh. You would have thought that the ola comes forward for everything. Tamid lomer va'aseh esa echad chatas va'esa echad ola. Now how does that work then? These two psukim seem to contradict themselves. The answer is dam chatas kodemes dam ola v'penisim aratze, and ivare ola come before the other one because of the fact that it's burned up entirely on the fires. Va'amai. But why do all four of the chatas dam, why does that take precedence? Matana kamaisa de mechapra tikdom vahanach lo. Only the first matana, the first, you know, spritzing of the dam over there, putting the application of the dam there should really work because that's bringing in the kapara. But the other ones shouldn't go before it. And for the Gemara, amravina hacha bechatas halavim eskinen. We're talking about over here, what did we just say we're discussing? We're talking about the chatas of the Levium, and the chatas of the Levium, and that's not coming for any sort of kapara. V'yafal gav dechi ola damin, even though the chatas was similar to an ola, that it wasn't brought to be mechaper, kamar achmana, he ticked them. Still, it says that he should come first, that it should take precedence over the ola, because the chatas generally brings a kapara. And therefore, on that idea, the last three applications of the chatas also takes precedence over the ola's dam. Okay, b'marava amri, it says in Barava in Eretz Yisrael, hol v'hischa b'matanus gomer. Now, once you already started with matanus, you finish off what you started. You don't stop in the middle of doing something over here. Even though the ola has already been shechted, it's fit to go into complete, the partially done chatas applications before starting the ola. Yibaylu, ay, 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 ay. Okay, now, what about if you have dama chatas v'yivar of ola? Let's say you have the chatas dam and burning of the ola, ezem hem kodem. Which one of them comes first, right? If the dam of an ola was already put, was already applied, and the limbs are ready to be put on the mizbeach, but a chatas was also shechted, and his blood is if to zrika. Which one comes first? What up, Zerika? Dam chatas kodem b'nei shmeratze? Do we say that the dam of the blood of the chatas comes first because it's kapara? O dilma, evori ola kodem b'nei shehin kol elishem. Those get burnt up entirely. Toshma, let's take a look and see from the Mishnah itself. Dam chatas kodem dam ola. We said that the blood of the chatas comes before that of an ola. The dam ola who dekam, which is the dam ola, levarav ola lo kodem. Right, so the dam, because of the fact that it's not coming b'chaper, but levarav lo kodem, but it doesn't take precedence to the burning of the ola limbs. Adrav says, "What do you mean? Be safe. Let's take a look at the seifa. Ivare Ola kolum le'amurei chatas. That is, the burning of the Ola limbs comes before the burning of the chatas stuff. And le'amurei chatas would come only in front of that. But le'dam chatas lo kadam, which comes to the opposite. Ela meha leka le'mishvamina. We can't learn out from there what the din is going to be. Yibay lehu frek the gemara. Dam ola ve'amurei chatas. You have the dam, the blood of an ola, and the burning of the chatas parts is when kodam comes first. Dam ola kodam dekasi mikach kolil. Does the ola dam come first because it comes from a carbon that's entirely set to, you know, to be put in the fires? O dilma e muri chatas kodam dekasi mikach mechaper. Maybe the burnings of the chatas stuff takes precedence because they come from a carbon that's going to bring kapara. Tashma, let's take a look and see from the Mishnah. It says, dam chatas kodam dam ola. That of the chatas come before the ola. Dam chatas would come the dam ola. Avalei muri chatas lo, but not a muri chatas. Says, what do you mean you can see the flip from the sefer? Mi sefer, evre ola kodam le muri chatas. Evre ola would come in le muri chatas. Aval dam ola lo. And let me hold it, let me show you, can't learn it from there. Yibayilu, let's try again. Dam ola v'dam asham. You have the blood of an ola and an asham. Ezer v'kodam goes first. Dam ola kodam to mikoch kalil, because the fact that it's all burnt in his bech. Dilma dam asham kodam no chavitz kodam mechaber. Tashma, let's take a look again from the Mishnah. Dam chatas kodam v'dam ola, aval dam asham lo. So Gemara, what do you mean? Bidinu dibi bayilu mistei dam asham. Really, the Tana should have taught that the Mishnah's din in reference to an asham dam rather than chatas. Vaydi dibi bayilu mistei sefer, but because the fact I wanted to teach a later thing, evre ola kodam le'emurei chatas, I wanted to teach that din over here, and that part he was going to tell us, he's going to use the example of a chatas, instead of an asham, the itar of the mirin asham, because if we would have said that the burning of the ola comes before then the burning of the asham parts, have a mina le'amuri asham hundu de kadmi, le'amuri chatas lo kadmi, mishamachi tana chatas, therefore it says the word, it taught even the din of the first part in reference to a chatas, but that can also apply to asham also, so in a varaya. Tashma, let's try to answer it up. And that's from another part of the Mishnah, which says, Chatas kodam la'asham. A chatas comes before an asham. Chatas udakam la'asham. It's a chatas. Aval ola lo, but not the ola. My love, dam. Are we talking about the dam over here? And therefore, we should learn out from its from the mashmos that the application of the ola dam doesn't come before that of asham. So it's like, no, not a raya. Lo, a emurim. We're talking about over here. It's referring to the burning of the emurim. They can now meet the Gittani. We can also learn this out from the fact that it says in the Mishnah that the reason the chatas takes precedence is because dama nitan, because its blood is put in the four corners rather than saying because it is applied. Shema amina. So we learn from this that the Mishnah is talking about the case of burning the emurim and not talking about the blood. So therefore, we don't really answer a question of what comes before the ola, the dam ola and the dam asham. So the next part of the Mishnah, chatas kodam is chatas. Carbon, it comes before an asham because its dam is put on the four corners of the mizbeach and on the base. So the Gemara, adarava, asham kadam, shekin yesh lo kitzva. The asham should come first because there's a fixed minimum value that the chatas doesn't have. Right? The Torah says that an asham has to be a value of at least 2 shekel, and it doesn't say how much of the chatas over here. And therefore, that should be more chashav. And for the Gemara, no, afil hachi ribui the mizbeach adif, even though, okay, here, good point, but the fact that there's more application of the chatas dam to the mizbeach, that's more chashav than a minimum amount that's said in the asham. Next, asham kodam the todah, we said asham comes before a todah. So the Gemara, adirabo, what do you mean? Asham comes before the todah and a nazir's ram because it's kachi kachim. We said the opposite, a todah ve'el nazir kadmish kintu in lechem. They need to have lechem that comes along with them, but the asham doesn't have that. The Gemara, no filachi kachi kachim adifa, even though kachi kachim is going to be more chashav than kachim kalim. Next part of the Mishnah, Todah ve'el Nazir, the Todah, carbon Todah, and the Nazir that comes before the Shlomim because they can be eaten for one day and therefore they also have to have the bread. Adam Abba, Shlomim, just go first because there's more Chashav. Because the Shlomim, they're brought by the Tzibor and also brought by an individual, but the Todah, the Nazir, only by individuals. Being eaten for only one day is considered more Chashav than things that can be eaten for 2 days in one night. Ibari lehu, frak the gemara, todav el nazir, ezim kodam. Which comes first, the todav el nazir? Todav kadma shekintun and dalad min elechem. When I say the todav comes first, because you need to have the four types of bread, but the ram, the nazir, only comes with 2 types of bread. Odilma el nazir kodam, maybe see if that comes first, shekin yishimo dam b'cherem, because it comes with other blood. Other blood offerings, where the todav comes only with bread. Tashima says, Gemara, the Brisa says, Zuka damas zut, the Torah that comes before the Nazir, Zutu and Adal bin Elechem, but Zut, Inatuna, Elish, Name in Elechem, one needs four and one only needs two. Hashlam kolim lebechor, next part of the Mishnah, the Shlamim comes before the Bechor, because they need four, the four Kranos, they also need Smicha, and Tanufas, the waving of the Chazavashok. In fact, I'm Ad Rabba, Bechor Kodem, Shekin Kedusha Samarechem, Nechol Kohanim, because its Kedusha comes from the womb, and it's in Kohanim. It says, Na Filohachi Mitzvah Zisir Zadifa. The fact that there's more mitzvahs, that makes it better, that makes it more Chashev. Yeah. Next part of Mishnah, Bechor. Pardon me, Bechor Kodem, comes the Meiser. Because its kedusha starts to be rechem, it's eaten only by kohanim. It's like other rabba, ma'aser kodem shkei mekadosh ufanim lechor. Because you know why? In the case of when you mess it up, it's going to be makdish. When you're counting the animals, you have to count the tenth one is known as the bechor. But it's going to be makdish. The one that comes before, the one after, if you make a mistake. Now, afilu hachi kedusha rechem difa. The fact that it's kadosh rechem, that is on a higher level, it makes it more kadosh. Zok the next part of the mishnah, ma'aser kodem lofos. The ma'aser. Behema comes before the bird stuff because it's shechted and it also has parts for the kachikachim, the bottom is bech, it's dam and it's emurim. So we're at the rabba, ofos kadmi, shkein kachikachim, because they are kachikachim. Oh, what are you going to do with that? Says the Gemara, I feel hachim min zevach adif. Nonetheless, the fact that it's shechita as opposed to malika, that is more chashev. Ravina bar Shila, emur kachem kalim sheyotzel lefnei zukas damim psulin. If you have emurim, sacrificial parts of kachem kalim that went out before zrikas damim, that went out of the Beis Hamikdash, the azara, even before the throwing of the dam, they are going to be pasul. V'tana tuna, and our Tana taught. That says Mipreshu Zevach Vishno Kachi Kachim Dava Vemurim. The Miser is going to come before the birds because it's shechted and it has two parts that are Kachim Kachim and a brought in the Zbech. It's Dam and it's Emurim. Bishlam Emurim Lesnehu Ofos. Okay, we understand that the Tana is talking about the Emurim of the Miser. Are kachi kachim because they're not brought on the bishlam emurim because less nehu ba'ofos, that doesn't apply to ofos, right? The fact that they're brought in the case of the meiser, but it shows that it's more chashav eladam ya'isa, but the dam is there, meaning even by the ofos, even by the birds, right? It's brought over there. Since the Tana is coming to bring the advantages of the meiser over the birds of the chatzah, so why would even mention his blood? It's kachi kachim, what does it do with any? Elalav, kamash malon, rather it must become to teach you the fact that it mentions the dam with the emurim ki damo, that it's just like the blood. Ma damo lefnei zrika, just like in reference to the dam, we're talking about the case which is before zrika. It's only before Zerika when it's set aside specifically for the Voda that the dam can be put as Kachim Kachim. Afimurim Kodem Zerika. So too, in reference to the Emurim, we're talking about the case before Zerika. V'kakari luhu Kachim Kachim. And still it calls it Kachim Kachim, which is telling us, Umad Damim Yisabi Yotze, just like the dam is going to be putzel when it goes out of the Vesem English before Zerika. Afimurim Yisabi Yotze, so the Emurim also will be when it leaves before Zerika. As Gemara name of Messiah, let's back this up over here. The Pesach Kachim Kalim Shiyotzel Fnei Shikas Dam. If you have Kachim Kalim, but it goes up before the Dam. Yochanan Omer Kasher. He says no, they're fine. Rish Lakish Omer Pasul, no good. Yochanan Omer Kasher Hol V'Sof Lotzeis. The reason why it's Kasher because it's eventually supposed to be going out over here after the Zrika because it could be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Rish Lakish Omer Pasul Adayin Lo Yigias Man Lotzeis. He didn't get that time to leave yet. It's only after the Zrika when the meat becomes wanted to be eaten. And therefore, it can be taken out of the Azara, but before that, it's going to be possible when it goes into leaves. Adkan lo pligi el babasar. Okay, this is only mechalkas rechim mechalkas refer to the basar itself. Because we that left the Azara before. The Zrika v'albei murim lo, but in reference to the murim, which are kachim kalim, they don't disagree, and both are going to say that they are going to be possible when they're going to leave before the Zrika, because they're not destined to be leaving it after this week, so everyone's going to be masking with that of Ravina by Sheila. So we know who adin to be mirum nami pligi. Another also arguing in the mirum as well, that of kachem kam that left as ever first week of a had the low the kamifka mabasa. The reason why he brought it to machlokas by basa and up by mirum is ladicha kochad rish lakas. Tell you the kochad rish lakas. Tafil basa the sofa lotzes. Even if it's going to go and leave after this week, Amar adayin lo giasvan lotzes. He says it hasn't come to the time to go and leave, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Says gemara limit katanai. Should we say that this is actually machlokas tanai because we learned in a brisa a mirum kachem kam sheyotzof nezukas damim. You have the sacrificial parts of Kutram Kalam that left the Azara before the Dam is thrown. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Molimba. He says, no, there's no Me'ila even after the Dam is thrown, right? The Zrika is not something which is going to go ahead and put them into the category of Kutram Kalam that's going to be involved in now. Meila, beep turn the page. Sadi Amen Alf. The Ein Chayav in Aleim Mishum Pigol Nosar Vatame. You know, Pigol Nosar Rabbi Kiva Omer Molim Bahan, where we saw this earlier, that there is Meila Vachayav Malim Mishum Pigol Nosar Vatame. My Lav, but the Hadar Ailin Hu Pligi, isn't it? That we're talking about here, they're arguing about the case that they're brought back in, and now they are Zer with the Dam is thrown. Hopefully, is what they're arguing over. One of them says, Rabbi Lehi says they're going to be possible just by leaving the Azara, and the Zrika is therefore not going to help them. And Rabbi Lehi says, no, it's not going to be by leaving over there, the Azara, and the Zrika is therefore going to help them in that area, and therefore Rav Barashila's din is regularly Machlokas Tanayim. And for the Gemara, Amar Papa, Bidahadar Ailinu Kuliamalupligi. No, in the case where they brought it back in and they're there at the time of the Zrika, everyone's going to be masking that it's going to help in this, right, in reference to this, because they were not invalidated by leaving the Azar before the Zrika. And what's the machlokas? When it was outside the Azar during the Zrika that the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva. And this is what they're arguing over. One, as Rabbi Eliezer says, the Zrika's not going to help in reference to something that's outside the Azar. Does help for something which is outside of the Zara. Rav Papa who Amar, but wasn't it Rav Papa himself who says, in reference to a machlokas between Rabbi Zara and Mekiva, by these two two breads that left the Azara before Zarika. What up, Zarika? And she says, "B'menachos berakat chilas gamishtei alechem sheyatzu bein shchita l'zrika the pligi nami Rebbe Rabbi Akiva." But the isto abroi kulem l'pligi. When it's outside, everyone's going to agree, right? When the dam is being thrown, that the zrika is not going to help. But the aili l'gafoy pligi. It's only they brought him back inside before the zrika that they're arguing, which goes against her papa what he said a second ago. So they're going, "No, hani mili gamishtei alechem." Yeah, yes, I did say that, but it's about the shtelechem to lav gufi dezivcha, which is not the actual body, the physical body of the Zivcha itself, whose dam is used for the Zrika. In that case, everyone's going to be masking that if they're outside of the Azara, the Zrika can't help them. When you deal with actual Emurim, the sacrificial parts themselves, the Guf is Zivcha, which is actually the body of itself, whose dam is used for Zrika, but the Istun Abroi Pligi, it's in reference to that are outside of the Azara during the Zrika that the Machlokas applies. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.